Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Hallelujah. Oh, somebody go ahead and put your hands together. Are you singing out? Hallelujah. There are people that pray in their mind. You see that they are praying, but they are no words. There are people that also worship God in within them. No movement, no speech, no words. But it's like they are thinking of the worship, and they think of the prayer. Are you here? But the praise and worship, God wants you to sing out. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, sing out. God wants to hear you. You cannot go before a beautiful lady you want to get married. You want to propose to the person, and what you want to say is in your mind. And you are there, you are thinking that you are talking to the person, that she is very beautiful, and that you want to spend the rest of your life. It's in your mind. No, it doesn't work. How many know that it doesn't work? Yeah, so when we come also before God, you cannot think of the prayer. You cannot think of the worship. You cannot think the praises. You need to sing it out. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, have you seen some of us when we used to clap? When you go clubbing, do you go and be quiet there? So why do you come to the house of God and now you are behaving like you are a diplomat? Tell the person standing by, it's not allowed here. Tell another person here, it's not allowed to be quiet and not express your joy before our God. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. And please be seated in heavenly places. Well, let me give this quick announcement so that we'll continue. How many know that we are going to start our first and second service? First service is coming. Oh, yeah. Some of us, we come late. So we want to make sure that 10 you are here. And those who also need to go to work, okay, in the afternoon. From the 9th of April. From the 9th, write it somewhere, from the 9th of April. Where are the posters? Where are the posters? Somebody is not doing something right. Posters. So from the 9th of April, we are having first service right here. And what time will the first service start? From 8 in the morning, latest 9:30. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I told you, put your hands together for the Lord. Okay. All of us here, we are in the second service from 10 to 12:30. What do you think? Wow. All right. So be ready for it. But more importantly, is that on the 2nd of April, we are having our Swollen Sunday. Yeah, Mission Sunday, Swollen Sunday, International Sunday, it's all coming. Yeah, so please, we are going all out. Hallelujah. This is the day you need to invite all your family, your workmates, anyone you know. We are all coming here. Hallelujah. Are you here? Swollen Sunday is on the 2nd. So please take note and God will bless us together. Amen. Amen. Powerful. Now, let me share the prosperity message with you quickly and we'll be out of here. All right. So I have been sharing with you why non-tithers become poor. Is that not it? why non-tithing Christians become poor. And what we've been talking about is the bad thoughts. The bad thoughts that makes non-tithers become poor. Because in order to do well, you need a lot of positivity. You cannot be trapped in negativity. You need good thoughts. Are you here? One of the things that you need to really understand is that even some people's mind about you can affect you. Hello? Yeah. That is why God shows us how to deal with some things. If you don't rise up and pray against certain things, somebody can control you with his mind and his thoughts, and your life will go the way he's thinking about you. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, Bible says, though we walk in the flesh, but we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not what? Carnal, but mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Can you see? Yeah, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Continue. Casting down imaginations. What is imaginations? What is imagination? What people are thinking about you. Bible says that you must cast it down. If you don't cast down imagination, somebody's thought about you. Somebody can imagine that you will never do well. Oh, yes. Or somebody can imagine that he should do better than you. And he is going nowhere. He is going nowhere and he thinks that he should do better than you. So it means that you cannot do better than that person. Yeah, somebody can imagine that, oh, as for you, you cannot marry a, not that he chooses, but in his mind, you cannot marry a proper person. So if you are there and you don't cast down imagination, before you notice, hello, you are manifesting somebody's thoughts. You are walking straight into somebody's mind concerning you. May you cast down every imagination. Imaginations that you will not do well. Imaginations that you drop out of school. Imaginations that you will not be employed or you will not be chosen. Or when you get married, you will not have a baby. People have funny imaginations. And these people are not even demons. Sometimes they are Christians, your friends. Some of these are your nice best friends that they think that they are better than you. So whatever they will have, you cannot have the same thing. It's unspoken, but it's deep, deep seated in their hearts. And if you don't cast down such imagination, you will be surprised that you will work your heart out, but you will not amount to what you are expecting. Because somebody is using his imagination against you. Are you here? Yeah. So if somebody's imagination against you can happen, how much more your own negative thoughts? That's why the Bible says, whatsoever a man thinketh, so is he, as he thinketh. So when you think that you will not do well, yeah. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse number 7, Bible says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Are you here? So if you want to really do well, you need to change what you think. You need to change what you think. In Ephesians chapter 3, Bible says, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all what we think or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. Somebody should be very fast. He said he is what? Able to do what? Exceedingly abundantly above all that you what? You think. So what are you thinking? Ask the person that, what are you thinking? So if you are thinking that you not amount to anything, Ephesians. Can I have a stenographer to take over some of. We need, if you are here, you are good, please come. We need intelligent people to also work in the church. Amen. So God is going to do exceedingly what? Abundantly above all that you ask or think. So you don't need to ask. So if you are thinking that you will not do well, Bible says he will do exceedingly, so you will not do very well. If you are thinking that you will be poor, Bible says he's able to do exceedingly, so you will do very poor. I'm trying to show you that sometimes you don't even need to. There are times that I'm thinking about something and it happens. When you grow in the Lord and you eschew evil, sometimes God even implements your thoughts. That's what Bible says, that before even you pray, he will answer. Do you understand? Yeah, that's what he said. I know that. So don't be there and be filled with negative thought that, as for me, I am not this, so I have to. Hey, change all that negativity and have positive thoughts. Hallelujah. Amen. Not only that, but there are people who also sit down and fill themselves with other negative thoughts that also make them poor. And we have seen some of them. What was the first one? I earn too little to pay tithe. I earn too much to pay tithe. What is the third one? I'm not a fool. I will never pay tithe. Number four is that my hard earning money is not being properly used, so I will not pay tithe in this church. Say mercy.
Yes.
Number five, the pastors are using our money to buy cars and houses for themselves, so I will not pay tithe to finance their extravagant life. That is some people. The reason why they don't pay tithe because that's what they are thinking. And that's why I'm saying that if you go to a hospital and your doctor, who is coming to operate on you, is walking and coming. He's coming to operate on you. He's walking, sweating. He's coming to the theater. When you see somebody like that, you need to wake up and say, you know what? I need a new doctor. Number six, all pastors are con men. The bad thought, I'm reading some to you. Please, can we be seated? All pastors are con men and thieves, so I will not pay tithe. Say forgive.
Forgive.
Number seven. Again, 10% is too much to give, so I will not pay tithe. I told you about the tax of people. Some people pay as much as 50% of what they earn. In fact, the government knows something is called payee. Say payee.
Pay
as you earn. Do you understand? So you earn small, you pay small. You earn big, you at a certain point, the tax on your income can be as much as 45%. Like concerts and artists, their revenue. Opera singers in some countries, when you sing, they give you like half of it goes away before you think about your trainers. And nobody complains. What is the next one? Eight. I am broke, so I cannot pay tithe. Say forgive.
Okay.
Number nine. I have a funeral, so I cannot pay tithe. What a shock. Okay, the one for today is, I am building a house, so I cannot pay my tithe. Did I tell you that one? Many people who are building don't pay tithe. They say, hey, I want to finish my building. I want to tell somebody, you cannot use God's money to finish your building. Some people are not telling the people. Tell the person that I'm talking to you that even if you are building, it is not a good enough reason to eat your tithe. Can I tell you something? If you like, ask your parents and ask people around, or you can check on the internet. How many people finish building? I want you to do statistics. Just check that how many people start building and finish. How many people, okay, take a mortgage and they are able to finish it? How many people are able to move into the buildings that they have built? It's a deception. The enemy can deceive you. You can build. Many people don't move into the building that they spend all their life building. Many people. And some people die when they go for the inspection. Recently, somebody in Pretoria, he built a nice place. He went for inspection and he fell like this from the top. Yes. Broke the neck. It was, he's finished. He's trying to come in. So there is a curse. You need to deliver yourself from the curse that accompany people that never move into their houses. I'm telling you. Don't use God's money to build a house. Don't use God's money to buy a cement or a roofing sheet. Delay it. Pay your tithe and delay it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, it is God. Let God honor you. Let God bless you. Little with God is more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell somebody, little with God is more. When you stay in a house that God has built for you, oh, you will not just have a bed. You can have a rest. Look at this scripture and we'll be ending. Haggai. Chapter 1, verse 2 to 6. Haggai or Haggai, depending on where you went to school, the shape of your mouth. Is it Haggai or Haggai? Now you are not sure again. Okay. Chapter 1, verse 2 to 6. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, these people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses? And this house lie waste. Do you understand? He said that you are saying that it is not time to build. We have passed all this. So the one in charge of the scriptures, I think that I need to pray for you specially. Are you there? They said that, look, it is not time to build the houses for God and all that. Then he said, is it? When they said that, Bible said that God spoke by the prophet. Say, is that what you are saying? Is it time for you to dwell in your silk? You are having a ceiling. Many people just need a roof over them. Because ceiling can also be decorated to give beauty. Sometimes the ceiling can even cost more. Now modern ceiling has lighting. Hey! I'm telling you, nice. It's not the one that POP ceiling. When you see it, you notice that, yeah, the designs is nice. You can even look at the ceiling and you'll be comfortable.
Wow.
So God is asking, is it time for you to dwell in your sealed house? And his house, the church, lie in waste. How many think that we should have some nice lighting system in the church? What do you think? If people who are smoking and drinking have lights that make the environment nice, why not us?
Why not?
Tell the person sitting by you that I need some light in this house. In the name of Jesus. Now, therefore, that says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. God says, what you are saying, Say, consider your ways. Can we continue? You have sown much. That means you've planted much and bring in little. You see, and why is this happening? Because you have not supported the building of the house. You say that, no, I won't give my tithe. I won't contribute and sow seed to build the house of God and make the house of God beautiful. We said, this is what is going to happen. You have what? Sown much and bring in little. God says that he's going to reduce your harvest. Your employer will cheat you. Your overtime will not be paid. When you work, they will forget to pay you. There's some deduction. They will always make mistakes. You always be fighting HR. You see that your bonus doesn't come. They say you have sown, you spend much time, you do overtime, you work night shift, you do Sundays, you do weekends, one times half and times two, so that you have more. But they said they have it. You bring in little, less than the normal pay would have given you. And it has a reason. Not only that, let's continue. He said, ye eat but have not enough. He said, look, I'm going to cause a disease called bulimia. You will never be full eating.
It's a disease.
It's a disease. It's called bulimia. How many know that you will eat and eat, but you never be full? Princess Diana had that disease. She had a disease. Some of you were wishing that you were here. She will continue. She will eat and throw up, put her hand in the distance. Yeah, but she cannot stop eating. God says that he can do things that you can. He said, you know, you won't pay your time. You want to eat the money. He said, I will show you how to eat it. You will eat, but it will never be enough. Yeah. And if you are here, you eat a lot and you are not full. Come for a special prayer. Come. Especially if you're a lady. You eat a lot. And you are always not full. Maybe you are using God's money to eat pap. That's the reason. Number three, can we continue? Ye drink, but ye are not filled with the drink. He said, you will drink, but you will still be thirsty. Do you understand? It's like you are drinking, but it looks like there is something that does not allow the drink to go. You drink, but you will never be satisfied. You will always be thirsty. As you finish drinking, you say, more. More. You wake up, your throat are dry. You are always hydrated. Yeah. You are always, your skin is looking patched, wrinkled. Do you understand? You are 20 years, but you are looking like your grandmother. It's dehydration. It's dehydration. You are dehydrated for no paying your tithe. Say you will drink because for you to be succulent, to be nourished, to be proper, God needs to allow the water to go to different places so that you are eating your tithe. I know what I'm going to do.
You are a prophet.
What's the next one? Yeah. You clothe you. In other words, you wear clothing. You use the money. But there is none warm. It's like when you buy winter jacket, the air will come through. You load, you wear vest, you load, but you feel cold more. The cold, you feel the coldness in your bones. You will be shivering. That what is happening? You ask people that, are you also feeling cold? Because the way you even dress like Eskimo in a summer. Summer time, you see that you are wearing hood. You are still feeling cold. He said, you clothe, but there is none hot. Warm, you will never be warm. Hey! Tell somebody, don't eat your tithe. What's the next one? And he that earn wages. When they pay you, and he that earned wages to put it into a bag with holes. There is a special spiritual hose into your bank account. You always misplace your wallet. Your phone will be taken by scholars. Things that take money away. When your salary comes, you see that you have a call. Your grandmother is sick. Your mother has cut her finger together with the nail. He's trying to cut the nail. Then you need, hey, things that you cannot say you will not spend on. They take him. Your mother is bleeding. The nose is bleeding. You need to send money. Somebody has hit the back of your car, or you yourself, you've done, do you know what it's called? One man show. Alone, you have accident alone. Sometimes you see, you are driving, then you see that one person is not drunk. He drives straight into a tree, alone, not with anybody. Spots the car, and he's sitting by it for police to come. Hey! There's no third party. It's like, what is this? What are all these? And why is this happening? He said, because you have said it is not time to build the God's house. And you are dwelling in your what? Sealed houses. And you are changing your channel. You are watching DSTV. And you are moving. You have Netflix and different things. Instead of supporting, you have not paid your tithe, but you have paid your subscription to Netflix, and you have Showmax and what? DSTV, all of them you have paid. Four of them you have paid all. Internet, Wi-Fi, anything you have paid. Your mobile phone you've paid. Everything, when you add it, it is more than three times your tithe. Then God says that I'm also coming to town. Tell somebody, God is coming to town. Ask the person, do you want God to take his tithe or you pay it?
Okay.
Ask the person, what did the person say?
Okay.
One pastor said, in my church, everybody pays tithe. So the pastor was interested. He said, show me how. He said, oh, those who don't pay, God goes for it. So everybody pays tithe. Said those who don't pay, God himself go for it. He opened things. Now you did not pay your tithe. Somebody has come to dent your car. And the person doesn't even have a license. There's no insurance. Apart from the fact that he cannot repair the car. Your car is also going to be in a shop for 1 month before you get the use of your own car. Hey! But you see, when God delivers you from all these things, you may not even know what he has done. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I will honor you. I will pay my tithe. I will not take what you have given to me and use it for my ceiling. I will not use it for my foundation. Because this one, he said, I will not pay tithe because what I am building. And God is showing you that you may not even get to the building. You feel cold, you eat, you not be well, different things that the money will not even buy cement. Okay. Are you ready to receive the blessings that come from God? Okay, so take your tithe, take your offering, and lift it up as we give to the Lord. Look, this message is take it and soak it. I need the prosperity message. Take it. Listen to it over and over. I'm telling you, it will change your life. A blessing will follow you, and you shall never be cursed. In Jesus' name. Those who are sending it straight into the church account, remember that your tithe, you need to use your cell phone number and your name. This number, is anybody using it? Please, let's be sure. Lift your tithe, lift your offering, lift your seed, and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity we have to give. We give because we love you, and we love you because you first loved us. Let your word be fulfilled. Thank you for clothing us. Thank you for giving us food to eat, raiment to put on, and shelters to dwell in. Lord, we cannot take your goodness for granted. We will pay and we will give our tithe in honor of who you are in our life. So your word will be fulfilled. So you will rebuke the devourer for our sake. Then the gates and the windows of heaven will be open over our lives. Lord, as we give, cause men to give back unto us. Press down, shaking together. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.